O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Freedom. Freedom from sin. We are continuing our freedom series, and I hope you're joining us today, but I also hope you join us next week, because you will be free of me next week, as Carlos and Kathleen and Diane will be bringing the worship to you and the message. But today we're going to talk about that word, the S word, as we talk about freedom from sin. You know, I knew someone once who faithfully went to church at least 3 or 4 times a year. When she did, though, she always went to the altar to pray. You could see her fervent prayers and her bended knees each time she came. Now, all the rest of the days, she was, well, how shall I put this, less than pious. She partied hard. She cheated as well on, well, just about everything you can imagine, and generally lived a life as if she had no moral compass at all, let alone a faith in God. Yet, she always wore a diamond cross, and at some of the most inopportune times, and even sometimes right before and right after she was about to do something evil or corrupt, she would grab it and touch it, and then proceed to do just whatever she wanted after that. So she was making fun of me one day because I didn't want to participate in something I knew to be harmful to others. "What's the matter?" she said. Are you afraid lightning's going to strike or something?" I asked how she could think that way. This was when I was very young. I asked her how she could think that way, knowing she professed a faith. "It's easy," she said. "I just make sure and I ask for forgiveness and repent both before and after I do something. That way, I'm free to do anything. Anything I want, anything I feel like, anything that feels good, and I don't have to worry about it at all. As long as I ask for forgiveness and repent before I die, then it's all good. God will forgive me. And sometimes I even ask before, just in case I die while I'm doing something really bad." I look at her, and I think, And I listen to her words, repent, forgive, repentance, forgiveness. And I think in the immortal words of Antigo Montoya, you keep using those words. I do not think it means what you think it means. Because you see, this freedom is not freedom from. It's freedom from sin, not freedom to sin. No, it's not freedom to sin. I know, we're Methodist and we aren't supposed to be talking about the S word around here. And yet, it's right there in our very baptismal vows. We say, the pastor says, "On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?" And all God's people say, "I do." So, no, it's not freedom to sin. But here is the great part. In the next part of our vows, it spells out exactly how we are supposed to obtain this freedom from sin. And we do it with one word, resistance. See, that's not just a sign on a placard by marchers in the street. It's in our baptismal vows. Resistance. So what are those things that we can use to resist the powers of evil and sin? Number one, right there in our vows, we accept the freedom and power God gives us to resist evil in whatever forms they present themselves. And, you know, we think of evil often as, you know, the guy with the mustache and the evil laugh and or maybe a cartoon character. And we think we will know evil when we see it. It will be obvious and apparent to us. It will look like the villain, the bad guy in every movie we ever see. But no, evil hides wherever there are shadows. Where there are shadows, evil can thrive. And we're not talking about, we are talking about great evils that we can see. Holocausts, mass murders, crime. But what about those evils we conveniently condone? Evils of oppression, evils of injustice. The kind of evil that would say, why, it's okay to cheat a little. Nobody's going to know. Or the kind of evil that classifies people based on race or socioeconomic status, how much money they have, or the address they live. These are the evils that creep up on us, and we have the freedom to resist them. Number two. Right in our vows, we accept the freedom and power God gives us to resist injustice. Injustice. Resist injustice. We say that we will vow to do this, and we do so in freedom and in power. Yes, we resist the injustice of biased and prejudiced judicial systems, laws. But we also resist the injustice of food insecurity, of parents who have to choose between child care and work, and either way, they may not be able to feed and house and clothe their children. We resist the evils of inequity, and we resist the injustice that manifests that evil in non-living wages and rents too high. We accept the freedom and power given to us to resist injustice. And number three, we accept the freedom and power God gives us to resist oppression. What is oppression anyway? Oh, it's obvious when we see it in some other form, in some other country, in some other context. But how are we resisting the oppression of the systems we are participating in that benefit us while moving others aside? God gives us the freedom to resist. And this resistance, this power, is a true freedom. freedom to resist. Knowing it is the very power of God working through us that allows us, even us, at every aspect of our lives, to resist evil, injustice, and oppression, even when we think we can't, we're too small, it doesn't matter, nothing will change. Because it is the power of God given to us, and we cannot minimize that. No. No, this is not the freedom to do as we please and then repent, but the freedom to resist it all in the first place. And if we mess up, if we miss the mark, if we fall short, and we will, yes, the freedom of forgiveness is there, but it is married to the freedom of repentance. Repentance means turning around and going the other way and not looking back. That is what the literal definition of repentance is. So this is the freedom we possess. The grace, the abundant mercy afforded to us. The waters of our baptism remind us of this grace. This becoming clean, this freedom to live in Christ. And it's not scarce. There are rivers of it, oceans of it, endless, boundless waters of cleansing, healing power for all of us and all for us. And this is what we remember today. This freedom, this glorious freedom, this boundless, endless, cleansing, refreshing, and healing freedom to renew and refresh and restore even us. I know we're at home. But please, if you've not done so already, go grab that bowl or a cup, a squirt gun if you have it. And let's remember the freedom God gives us through our remembrance of our baptism together. And let us pray.